Hello, thank you so much for listening. You're listening to I Feel You, a part of my wellness production. All the lead products are independently selected and curated by the fab for our team. If you love and buy something through LinkedIn, you may. This information is not to be misconstrued as medical or psychological advice. Please contact your medical team if you have concerns or questions pertaining to your medical or psychological well-being. Guys, I'm so excited. Today, I had a conversation about vulnerability, about overcoming obstacles, about what we have to change within our country to make wellness more affordable and more accessible. And I'm so excited. So take a listen and subscribe. Let's go.
Hello, you guys. It is beautiful day, long weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and I've been thinking about a lot. I've been thinking about so much. One of the main things that I'm thinking about is Memorial Day and how we walk around and say Happy Memorial Day. And I don't know how I feel about that. I spent a lot of time thinking about this specific topic, and one of the people that kind of introduced me to this topic was my cousin. He wrote this amazing book called Un-American: A Soldier's Reckoning of Our Longest War. And I remember reading it just as like an excited, supportive cousin, just wanting to support him. But as I was reading it, I really had to take a break because it was just so beautifully written. It was so heart-wrenching and so raw, so honest about a early 20s young man that was seeing a lot of trauma, right? Being off at war in Afghanistan, seeing so many unspeakable things on a daily basis. And what do you do with that? He comes back, I think 13 months later, like with all this baggage, right? Because you're struggling with mental health problems at this point. You're struggling with PTSD and whatever else that you have, right? Depression, anxiety, whatever it is. And you're expected to come back and business as usual. And you're not. And I have this issue with Happy Memorial Day, because it's not saying, I'm not saying veterans and soldiers should not be appreciated. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's like, what are we celebrating? Because people come home from war and they're left with this baggage. They're left with, this weight that was never theirs to carry to begin with. And so, what do we do with that? How do we support them? And that's what I'm thinking about with, Memorial Day. How do we support veterans and soldiers that are struggling with mental health, with PTSD, with anxiety, with depression? We want to be a resource because you're kind of just left in this state of mind of like, okay, what now? The government has spent trillions of dollars on war. And so the cost of war, the ROI for war is, I mean, it doesn't exist. There is no ROI. What's left is a bunch of people dead or alive, wishing they were dead or living life, struggling with mental health problems, mental wellness problems, PTSD, anxiety. I mean, the list goes on. And so, Eric, I mean, you'll have to read it. It's just amazing. But, how do we celebrate veterans, right? It's not through an appetizer at your local chain restaurant. It is by supplying them with resources to break down what they have seen over at war, at combat. And live better lives. Break down what they saw, work through it in therapy, and try and live really amazing lives. So Fortify Wellness, we appreciate you and we want to be a resource for you to let you know that we appreciate all that you've done and we want to help you moving forward as you head into a new chapter in your life. I often kind of make this analogy of soldiers off at war with what I felt after I was struggling post-sexual assault. I don't think that people talk about this enough, but you know, I dealt with PTSD. I dealt with depression, anxiety, suicidal ideation. I mean, the list goes on. I dealt with it. And it's kind of like being away. Definitely not the same thing. I'm not trying to compare the two, but in a sense, in your brain, it's like you've been in a war zone. You've just experienced a heinous act on you, and you're expected to go back business as usual. That's not the reality. I am not a medical doctor. I'm not a psychologist. I'm probably going to butcher this a little bit, but essentially, you know, at 19, when something like that happened to you, when that happened to me, you know, my brain wasn't fully developed. So my prefrontal cortex wasn't fully developed to be able to break down the thought process of what just happened to me. Meanwhile, I'm in fight or flight mode. So I'm not feeling the feelings. I'm doing anything but that. So it was really hard for me to articulate what I was going through, how I was feeling. And I was arguing with everybody. I mean, really, like I was just so angry, so resentful, didn't know why. And when you can't articulate what you're going through, it's really hard for your family to support you because they're also struggling as well. Because someone that they love has just had a heinous act done upon them. So what do? So you're in this like lonely situation when you're like, almost like you're like in the desert, it's hot. There's no one around. There's no water. You're suffocating. You feel like you're suffocating. And what do you do with that? How do you move past that? I struggled with that. I remember I when I would go out every night. I would drink. I would binge drink. I was kind of promiscuous. I was doing anything to just feel anything at all. And that caught up with me. You know, there's only so long I could go out and binge drink and, you know, wake up hungover, going to, you know, dance class in the morning. At the time, I was a double major in dance psychology. I mean, there's only so long that can last before your body kind of goes, this is not working for you anymore. And it wasn't working for me. I really struggled with my personal relationships, with my family, my friends. Obviously, the way that I looked at myself, that was really different. And so senior year hit and I was kind of like, oh shit, you know, like I don't know how to get up out. I literally could not get out of bed. I like needed a crowbar to like get my, how could I get myself out of bed? That was like a really hard task. I was insanely depressed. I felt hopeless. I could not see past the next hour, never mind the next day. You know, brushing my teeth, washing my face, taking showers, getting in the car, going to school, getting out of the car, walking into class. I mean, those things were like huge tasks. It was impossible. And I didn't know how to talk about it. And then cut to this really insane, you know, moment in time when I am, you know, looking at my dad. My dad is like terrified. We're in the hospital. And he is just looking at me like, I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm so upset right now. My daughter just tried to, you know, kill herself. And I don't know. I'm like afraid, right? You know, like he just looks so afraid. He is like, I don't know what, like, am I doing the right thing? Leaving you here in this mental, you know, in this hospital for a few days. Like, what is the right thing to do? And we were terrified. I was terrified. I mean, that was what I considered rock bottom. And one really empowering thing, though, that I learned during that time was that what was going on with me wasn't my fault. And I didn't know what to do. Like, I didn't know how to talk about what I was feeling. Therapy wasn't enough. And so what really helps me, once I got out a few days later, what helps me was journaling, was working out, was meditating. All of those different things were helping me in addition to therapy. I found that there weren't resources in one spot for me to like get help. You know, it was like kind of dispersed everywhere. And when you're going through a really tough experience, it's not realistic to go onto Google and say, okay, I need therapy and now I need fitness and now blah, blah. It's like, it's just overwhelming. And I just thought, you know, this is working for me. This could also work for someone's loved ones as well, to be able to, you know, have one solid spot to help the people that they care about. And that's kind of where Fortify was born. It was this feeling that I wasn't being heard. At the time, my university made it really challenging to let me graduate. At this point, you know, my senior year, I did go to many classes, but prior to that, I did. I was a great student, graduating with honors. They gave me a really tough time graduating. My dad had a fight for me to graduate. It was horrible. So the university let me down. My family didn't know what to do. They really tried their best to help me. I was fortunate enough where they could afford to get me resources. Many people across the world can't afford resources, can't get resources. It's not available. And then, you know, I also had extra resources, extra things to help, like meditation and fitness, a gym membership. Those are all luxury items that some people can't afford. And I am so grateful. So I really wanted to create a platform that allowed people to have one, you know, one 360 holistic approach to wellness for everyday life, a platform where it is preventable care. You know, you can get access to a therapist, get access to a coach, get access to fitness instructor, get access to meditation, and all of those professionals in each field work collaboratively to make sure you live an incredible life. I mean, that's like affordable, accessible, attainable. I mean, that's what we need. We need like, we don't need a vagina candle. We all know that wellness brand that, you know, sells the vagina candle. We don't need that. We don't need statistics. The New York Times has talked about, yeah, we're in a mental health crisis. Yeah, we know. We are in a mental health crisis. We have known that for years now, at least a decade. Now, what are we going to do about it? And I've kind of lost faith. Like, what is the government doing about it? What is all these current wellness brands doing about it? It's not enough. Like, to me, you know, self-care is not, let's go to the spa. It is not, you know, let's get our nails done. It's not, let's go to the movies. It's not, let's go shopping. That's not sustainable. If you have some things that you're working through, and I'm not just talking about intensive depression, right? Severe depression. I'm talking like everybody has stress. Everybody has things going on in their life that they need to work on. Every single person, whether it's mild stress, situational depression, whatever it is, everybody needs management. But it's not sustainable to be like, oh, I'm stressed, I'm going to go shopping. That's not sustainable, right? So what do you do when you're feeling any type of way? Everyone, I think, wants to work on their lives. Everyone wants to level up their lives. This is a place that you can level up your life in the short term and in the long term. What I mean by that is in the short term, fitness. That is like really powerful, fitness, right? Meditation. Coaching and therapy is long-term, working collaboratively to really work on your life. I mean, that is clutch. That is the way to go. It is so powerful. It's so meaningful. And it's what helped me. And I was at rock bottom. I was an average person, really struggling. Was lucky enough to have family that loved me. Was lucky enough to have, the resources to pay for therapy. Some people don't. And it is an injustice that we are setting these, like the next generation of like Generation Z, Generation Alpha, even millennial, right? For failure. We're just sticking them into this world full of technology, full of heartache and terror. And we are saying, okay, well, good luck. No, in order for the next generation and future like millennial generation, as they're in the workplace, in order for us to live a better tomorrow, we need to create a foundation for these generations to build a better tomorrow. So in order for them to live their best lives and to be future leaders and proper citizens of our society, they need the proper foundation to handle life. And there will be stressors. Life is not a sunshine and butterflies life. Like, I see so many therapy apps that are like girls walking on the beach. I'm struggling. I'm sad. Like that. Oh, that is not mental health. Like, you're not going to see a super depressed person walking on the beach, looking really cute with makeup, full makeup. I'm depressed. Depression sometimes isn't obvious. Sometimes depression is a person that goes to work every day that's like burned out. Maybe she is a partner at a law firm. We've heard so many cases of people that are looking fine that aren't. We're seeing that do really bad things and decide that they don't want to be here anymore. If there's one thing I know for sure, I know that there are leaders of the wellness industry, right? Of like the digital wellness industry that are older, that don't understand, but I do. I'm a woman. I am like a very normal, like come from a normal family. And I have been in a place where I didn't want to be here. I don't know if you call it a success story, but I was able to, transition from this is rock bottom. I'm in the hospital. I tried to kill myself to now trying to actively create a strategic plan to live a better life and to create a foundation for other people to live really good lives. Sometimes mental health, it's masked through different things. It can be masked through a teenager acting out, maybe, leaving in the middle of the night, going to a party. It could be someone in their mid-20s that is having trouble trusting individuals and closing themselves off. It could be someone in their 30s working in consulting, overcompensated, completely burnt out, ready to just quit. And never go back to that job again. Either way, no matter how you cut it, everybody is struggling. Mental illness, mental health is at an all-time high. I don't see anyone doing anything about it. And so I'm here as someone that has been at rock bottom, telling you, I know it's going to be okay because I went through it. And I'm alive and I'm planning ahead. I mean, I remember a time when I couldn't even see myself tomorrow. Now I'm planning years in advance. So come with me. Let us support you. Let us help you. And it will be okay. It will be okay. Because I've seen life from both sides now. And I'm able to say, you're going to be okay. So on this Memorial Day, I'm thinking and meditating on these veterans that went through a lot, that are struggling with mental health. I'm thinking about all of you that feel like you are in a mental war zone that need assistance that can't afford it. And here are two things that I would love for you to do. One, go look up on American Literature Marketing of Our Longest War. Support an insanely, I mean, he's my hero. West Point Bronze Medal recipient, went off to Afghanistan for 13 months, I think. Graduated from Oxford, MBA, working at an incredible, you know, institution right now. And he's my hero. And it's an incredible book. At the core of the book, it's someone that went through a lot of trauma. And then to see where he's at now and how he's overcome that is really, really empowering. A complete exemplary person of fortitude. And then the other thing I want you to do is think of somebody in your life that really needs support. And have them join our mailing list. We have weekly emails that we send with resources and information about different topics when it comes to mental wellness. And I just want you to have them join our community. And now through the end of the summer, we're doing set giveaways. So I'm very excited about this. And I'm obsessed with Marketa. So Marketa X Fortify line, our collab is amazing. I struggled with body image issues for a long time, especially after I was assaulted. Like most people have body image, you know, insecurities. That's very normal. And so it was the first set that I wore that I just felt so comfortable. I was walking around New York City in a bra and leggings. I mean, it was amazing. We just did a campaign on IG at Fortify Wellness. So I mean, it's beautiful. It's sustainable. So certain leggings, certain bras, are made from plastic bottles. So I love it. It's affordable. It's super elevated. And I just think that you can live your best life. It's all about the holistic approach. It's about affordability. It's about, you know, there's so much science about what you wear and feeling confident. And it's like the whole package. How can we create amazing lives for ourselves? It starts with making your bed in the morning. It starts with what you wear, how you hold yourself, the things that you do throughout the day, the ways that you, like who you interact with, all of those different things. And use code FORTIFY15 on our link in bio to get your set, to be a part of our holistic approach to wellness, a part of our community, a part of people and individuals that say, I want to live a better life. I don't want to unpack and live here anymore. I can live a better life. I deserve better. This notion that it's okay to not be okay, I don't buy that. I don't like that. I think it's enabling the powers that be to allow individuals to think that healthcare, proper healthcare, is a luxury and not a basic human right. It's not okay to not be okay. We should be able to afford the resources to live better lives. It is okay to be struggling. It's not okay for a young person to hear that statement, it's okay to not be okay, because that tells them that it's in fact okay that they live their lives the way that they are. It's not their fault to feel sad. It's not their fault that they don't have the resources. But as the powers that be, as adults, as people that have the means to provide for those that really need it, it's our job to send the message. It is not okay that you're not okay. And I want to advocate for you. So Fortify Wellness is saying, it's not okay to not be okay. We want to help you live a better life. It's okay to be struggling. It's not okay that you're not getting the proper care you deserve. I hope you have an incredible day. I'm cheering you on. And join our family on the newsletter at Fortify Wellness. in our bio on Instagram. Have an incredible day, and I will see, hear, talk to you next week on the podcast.